Hey, welcome to thegodshow.us daily, the ringside. Physician has examined your emotional capacity, your attachment patterns, and your demonstrated habit of falling in love with closed doors. He has reluctantly cleared you to listen. One question steps into the ring tonight. 15 wisdom traditions are prepared to answer it. The physician has logged his concerns. The bout proceeds anyway.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question of the day, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question: is it wrong that I like this new friend more for what they haven't told me yet than for what they have? Two people are sitting in a jury duty waiting room. One of them asks this with relief. They want someone to say, "Your instincts are good. Mystery is beautiful. Let yourself lean in." The other asks it with dread. They've been here before, building a whole person out of silence, and they want someone to say, "Stop." Both questions are sincere. Is it wrong that I like this new friend more for what they haven't told me yet than for what they have? Stoicism does not ease you into this one. It goes straight for the altar. Marcus Aurelius's whole framework, Seneca's letters to Lucilius, all of it insists the virtue you bring to a friendship is yours to command. The mystery the other person carries is not. And when you make that mystery the source of your warmth, your attention, your leaning across the table, Stoicism calls that handing the deed to your house over to weather. You didn't build a friendship. You built an altar to silence.
Which tracks, but Taoism would say, the empty space at the hub is what makes the wheel turn. The uncarved block has no flaws yet, and you are standing there loving the wood. That's not delusion, that's the gap being functional. The unfilled space isn't a problem you're avoiding. It's the thing that makes motion possible. Two traditions, same situation. One calls it a mistake, one calls it the mechanism.
Buddhism and existentialism both land in a similar place here, but for completely different reasons. And the difference matters. Buddhism says, look at what's actually there. The lean forward feeling, the aliveness near them, that's your own longing thrown against a stranger. The closed door is the shape of your desire, not knowledge of them, not wrong, just not them. Existentialism says almost the same thing, but adds a sharper edge. You've furnished their interior with everything you need someone to be. The question isn't whether that's wrong. The question is whether you'll love them when the door opens and someone actual walks through.
Vedanta takes that even further and makes it almost uncomfortable. It says the hunger was never about your friend at all. The self is briefly mistaking another person's silence for its own depth. Your friend is real. The hunger is realer. But its object was never them. Which, I mean, that's either liberating or devastating depending on where you are in the jury duty waiting room.
The pop culture oracle went straight to Casablanca, which requires homework. So here's the 30-second version. Rick and Ilsa, Paris, 1940, before the war interrupted everything. The argument is that Rick didn't love Ilsa. He loved the Paris version of her, the unfinished sentence, the woman the occupation hadn't completed yet. The oracle's point, gaps are genuinely intoxicating, but gaps don't show up when you're sick. People do. Islam weirdly agrees, but from the opposite direction. The ache you're feeling is the one Allah placed in you before you had a name. The hunger for al-ghaib, the unseen, which no human disclosure will ever fill. Your friend will tell you everything eventually. The hunger will remain, fasted and patient, pointing where it was always pointing. Sufism calls that the oldest movement in the soul. The sharpest line today came from Reb Zusha via Judaism. He sat an hour beside a stranger, said nothing, walked away weeping with gratitude. And when his students asked if that was love, he said, "Ask me who he actually was." Neither of them could answer. Neither could he. Come back tomorrow.
The ringside physician is reviewing his notes, his preliminary diagnosis. The contestant arrived, loving a door, received 15 separate opinions on whether that constitutes a pathology, and is leaving with the door still closed. But now, armed with several competing frameworks for standing in front of it, he has marked the chart, stable, possibly wiser, pre-existing conditions unchanged. The godshow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. If the show is doing something useful for your brain, you can support it at thegodshow.us, where you can also ask your own question and find out which wisdom traditions your instincts already live inside. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The physician caps his pen, stamps the chart, and mutters, "Next time, knock first." See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.